thing. I just think the Deshaun stuff, I'm not saying he is absolved of blame. It just, when everybody, especially when people who aren't watching the games every single week are saying, well, I'll just fix that and you'll be fine, it's a little convenient. It's letting too many people off the hook for me.
Well, he spat in the face of your argument yesterday. That's all he did right there. And that he did he almost played your hand. He was exactly the person that you would be suggesting and saying are not going to give Stefanski enough blame and are going to go ahead and give him some sort of pass. That was exactly what Ross did he not?
Well, for instance, he did do the thing of, Kevin and Andrew didn't have say in this. It's like, come on. I mean, yes. Do I think that the Haslams were a big part of this decision to trade for Deshaun? Of course. But if Kevin and or Andrew had made it work, had powers of position and had roles in the thing with Baker not working out. The reason you were so desperate to get Deshaun is the Baker door was closed before the Deshaun door opened up, right?
Yeah, but on that point too, though, and this kind of goes to who's getting the blame and who doesn't get the blame. I said for years that if the Browns won a Super Bowl, you'd sit there and say, wow, Stefanski and Andrew Berry, they did it, while giving no credit to the Haslams. And now that it's going south, everyone just says, oh, it was the Haslams the entire time.
But I just think it's wild, this obsession. And I'm not saying that inevitably people aren't going to be right. If you ask me right now, at the end of this season, I think you're going to have a real conversation about how can we, what can we do with Deshaun? Do we put him as an inactive, like the Texans did for a year? Do you
try to trade him?
Do you try and trade him?
Attaching draft picks.
I think these are real conversations. But what's crazy to me is everybody's so insistent on having that conversation as soon as humanly possible. That's what's wild.
You mean what do we do with Deshaun convo? You just want to just kind of let it play out is the point.
I don't think you have a choice. When you have $230 million.
It's not the greatest sports radio you can ever come up with, the let it play out radio, but sometimes it's what you need to do.
Well, and I hate to, because listen, I don't want to give Browns fans the death of hope. That's not what I'm trying to do. And I understand what Browns fans are clamoring for, whatever the damn word is, with Jameis or DTR or just get away from Deshaun. What you're really asking for is hope.
Right.
But I think there's hope in the minute, which is fleeting, which you can make emotional decisions, and then there is hope for long term. And I don't see how, unless it's DTR, and DTR all of a sudden Brock Purdy's this bad boy, and Deshaun becomes the backup, and yada, 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 unless that happens, that is a minute possibility.
Yeah, no, we're lockstep there. Yeah.
So I
benching Deshaun is eating a cheeseburger and then telling yourself you feel great about it. You're not going to feel great.
And I always
maybe in the
do.
Moment, maybe in the moment, but how long does that last?
A couple days.
One cheeseburger does not last you a couple days.
Yeah, man, the cheeseburgers I'm having there.
I'm having some pretty good cheeseburgers. 20 minutes later, I hate myself.
I'm having cheeseburgers that would make Shannon Sharpe's toes curl. All right, that's what we're talking about. You heard the audio. You heard the video.
I've seen the ads.
That's what I sound like after the burgers I have.
How do you capitalize that? Well, he has, folks.
If you're smart, you can capitalize anything now.
Incredible.
Shame isn't a thing anymore. We just collectively all agreed it's not a thing. I digress.
So maybe it gets you an hour. Maybe it gets you a couple hours of happiness. Ultimately, though, Jameis Winston's not going to deliver you a season's worth of happiness.
And it only pays off if it works out.
That's the other side of that. If it doesn't work out, then you're stuck being like, oh, I guess the team is, as you would describe it, booty cheeks.
Well, and thank you. And what I will say is Nick Wright, the other day on Fox Sports, suggested that this thing has gotten to a point where, and right now I believe the Browns would own the fourth pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And his suggestion was, maybe try and attach the fourth pick in the NFL draft with Deshaun to try and get somebody to take Deshaun's contract off your hands.
Yeah, and so then the moment that they acquire Deshaun, you'd still have to take on some of the dead cap money, but you'd get all the other money that you push to the future.
Yeah.
That would then go away. He'd go to another team, and then you would instantly, that team would just cut him.
Yeah.
He just would no longer be on an NFL
Brock
roster.
The Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, and so a team that I was thinking about that would make some sense, for instance, if you're the Panthers, you got a bunch of cap space, and you'd be willing to take that on. You get to go ahead and start anew with a brand new quarterback, and you kind of kick that thing and get that thing and going. I don't know that any Browns fans would be interested in that, because I think a lot of Browns fans think that the quarterback of the future is coming through the draft and the draft alone.
Yeah, I just think, so to me, the thing you need to avoid, however this goes from here, The thing you need to avoid is making the next desperate move. If Deshaun has to be on this roster and collect every cent, then that's what you have to do. Like, here's the thing. Billionaires have a margin of error that you and I don't have. So when life decides to give me a lesson,
I'm thinking about what my margin of error is.
By mule kicking me in the ass, I tend to go, life's telling me something here. The football gods are telling you something here. And that is, you tried to take a shortcut with Deshaun, and you're getting bit in the booty cheeks right now. So trying to take another shortcut to then make up for your previous dumb decision and ill-fated decision is the dumbest thing you could do. Like that, I'll be honest, if they were to do that, that's when I know it doesn't matter who your head coach is, who your GM is, who your quarterback is, those people are going to screw it up.
Well, I think it's either that or you go fire sale with the players you have.
Oh, God, I hate that. That's just because, again, that's old Browns thinking.
I mean, well, because there's not going to be we draft a quarterback and we're now the Broncos with Bo Nix, and then we still keep all these great pieces and we're just off to the races. Like, it's just not going to, doesn't work that way.
216-474-0092. Would you give up the Browns' first pick, which right now sits as the fourth pick in the draft, to a team willing to eat Deshaun Watson's contract? JP called up Carolina. I want to get your answer on this next on 92.3 The Fan.